You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1369.
But did you invest enough of your time to hit the goals that you want? Remember, clarity creates energy. Spending here, it's all used up. This takes energy. It uses you up, right? So are you investing your time?
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Spend versus invest. Spend is to use up. You spend it, it's done, it's gone, boom, it's used up. Invest is to bring meaningful results. This is so incredible, I am telling you. You wonder why certain people get ahead, right? Certain people that, by the way, are probably no less than you, probably take, you know, more action without even thinking than you, but somehow they're successful. Somehow you're like, how did that guy, how did that girl, how did they get so successful so fast? It's because they know the difference here, right? Between spending and investing. And I'm not just talking about financial. Obviously, there's some financial that goes into that, but I'm talking about the time. So let's look at this simple breakdown here. All right, spending time with your job to pay your bills. Spending time at your job to just pay your bills. Spending time just watching TV. What's the best show to watch? And that's fine. Listen, everybody needs a little bit of downtime. Everybody needs a little bit of just, you know, release, a little bit of escapism, right? To kind of just feel that your life isn't so boring and it's so like regimented. We need this as humans. We just need, we need to be able to be flexible. We need some sort of action in our lives. We need some sort of entertainment, right? And that's fine. But partying, right? Oh, you're in your 20s. You know, you're going, you're having so much fun. It's Thursday. It's Friday. It's Saturday. All of it. Partying, going out, having fun, right? Doing work during the day, play at night. Woo! Right? But that is just spending time partying. That's certainly not an investment, right? But I get it. I totally get it. But just think about it. Where do you want to go and how fast do you want to get there? Because the fact is, there's a lot of people that are under 30 that want to be millionaires before they're 30. There's people that are under 40 that want to be a millionaire before they're 40, right? All of this thing, where are you spending your time, right? And I'm gonna show you the difference. There's a complete flip of the coin here when it comes to investing. Social media. Are you going on there and commenting and getting into bickering wars with strangers? Are you just going in there and maybe it's friends that you're bickering with or whatever else, whether it be political or whether it be about money or whether it be this book's better than that book or this, whatever it is, right? Are you going on there and you're just constantly getting into kind of like a black hole of commenting and going back and forth and then all of a sudden it throws off your mindset? Be honest. Right? Are you going on there flipping through things? TikTok's amazing, right? You get on TikTok and you're like, oh my gosh, people are so talented and funny and exciting. And then all of a sudden it's like an hour and a half later. It's fine. But did you invest enough of your time to hit the goals that you want? Remember, clarity creates energy. Spending here, it's all used up. This takes energy. It uses you up, right? So are you investing your time? Worrying. This one is huge. Oh my gosh. When it was 2009, 10, 11, oh, it was really, that was the most worrying time of my life, right? The market had crashed. I had foreclosed on 5 properties. I have a judgment against me. I'm living downtown, a tiny little one bedroom apartment. And it was just like so much worrying going on. So much worrying. How do I get out of this? What do I do? Right? How much time are you spending worrying and then laying around? Just laying around. It's amazing to me. Like just how much of time is just laying around doing nothing, right? So let's look at the other side. Investing. Building your business, right? What do you want people to say about you as you mature, as you get older? She's a great businesswoman. She's incredible. She's on fire. I don't know. She just went crazy. He just went crazy. He started young. He started doing this real estate thing young and he started building his business. And now It's like incredible. And he's got everybody around him and he's got a great business, right? Building your business. You're not getting this at your 9 to 5. And you know this, books, investing in those books, investing in good quality instruction, good quality education in your books. Why do people say that leaders are readers? Books, it's an investment. Sleep. Instead of partying, you sleep. It's a crazy concept, but it's going to get you where you want to go faster. You want to party, but it's going to get you where you want to go faster. And just as a side note, if you're a business owner and you're on putting on your Instagram and your Facebook and everything else, you partying and getting blacked out and drinking and going crazy, it's going to prevent people from investing in you. I'm just saying. You want to go do that? You want to show everybody that you can pop bottles and have a nice time and get, you know, buy a table or something? It's going to prevent people from investing in you financially. I'm just telling you. Social media. Are you using it to network? Are you using it to create content? Are you using it to provide value? Or are you just sitting there and using it for entertainment? Confidence. Confidence is the opposite of worrying. Isn't that exciting? How do you get confidence? You start taking action. You start using that thing called courage and you start taking action. You start having quality conversations with distressed property owners. You start going through it. You start failing forward. You start getting little wins every single day. You stop your car in front of a house that looks distressed and you get out and you go knock on their door. Building up that experience, building up that confidence, baby. And then exercise, obviously. Keep that energy, you got to exercise. To keep that clarity, you got to exercise. We are built to move. We are built for all of these little white blood cells, red blood cells to be flowing around our everything going, everything moving, right? As opposed to laying around getting that exercise. This is an investment because you don't want to be the guy or gal that builds up something and starts having health problems at 40, starts having health problems later. Not because it's like DNA type thing, but because it's something that you can control. Right? Exercise. Invest versus spend. I am telling you, that is the difference. That is the difference. The time that we have, how much are you spending? How much are you investing? I highly encourage you, listen to me, 30 hours, 20 hours a week in your business, right? 20 hours a week, 15 hours of that is lead generation. Okay. That's picking up the phone, calling, that's knocking on doors, that's texting, that's whatever you need to do to generate leads. 5 hours for lead follow-up, going on appointments, selling your deals. That's 20 hours. The other 10 hours is networking. The other 10 hours is posting to social media and telling people about what you're doing and how excited you are about it. The other 10 hours is reading, an hour a day. 30 hours at 168 hours. And I am telling you, that is the difference between the millionaires and the people that aren't. That's the difference between people that are financially free and aren't. 30 hours a week. Time and time and time again, the people that are investing 30 hours or more. Some people go crazy. Some people go even more, but 30 hours. Find that 30 hours where you can invest in your week and you're going to win.
If you're interested in joining the most proactive community in real estate investing, it is the Rhino Tribe. Go to wholesalinginc.com, wholesalinginc.com. Check out what it's all about and join this unbelievable community. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. We look forward to working with you. And that's it. I close out this podcast, as I always do, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.